From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama has signed off on a resumption of military trials for detainees being held at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, ending a two-year ban. Mr. Obama had vowed when he took office to shutter the facility, but officials recently acknowledged that closure is not likely because of a question over where to house terror suspects. However, the president also continued to voice his support for trying terror suspects in U.S. federal courts. The White House did say the administration remains committed to closing Guantanamo Bay, even though a bill signed by Mr. Obama in January blocks the use of Defense Department dollars to transfer Guantanamo Bay detainees to U.S. soil for trial. Defense Secretary Robert Gates met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai today in Kabul. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports a key focus of their discussion was the effort to reduce civilian casualties.
During a news conference after their meeting, Secretary Gates repeated his apology for the deaths of nine Afghan boys killed last Tuesday by a NATO airstrike.
Not only is their loss a tragedy for their families, it is a setback for our relationship with the Afghan people.
Gates and Karzai also discussed the future strategic relationship between the U.S. and Afghanistan. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Wisconsin's Democratic Party has filed a complaint with the State Government Accountability Board against Republican Governor Scott Walker. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports, much of the complaint is based on a prank call the governor took last month.
A blogger impersonating billionaire David Koch bluffed his way onto the phone with Governor Walker. The prank came during protests against Walker's plan to strip most collective bargaining rights from public employees.
Tell you what, Scott, once you crush these b****ards, I'll fly out to Cali and really show you a good time.
All right, that would be outstanding.
Mike Tate of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin says this shows the governor standing again from his position, as well as colluding with a third-party interest with state resources.
Scott Walker violated the public trust and degraded the high ethical standards required of the state's executive.
A Walker spokesman says the complaint lacks merit. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
With oil prices continuing their upward climb in response to events in the Mideast, the White House says it could opt to tap the nation's strategic oil reserve, though at the moment, Press Secretary Jay Carney says no decision has been made. Carney says rising prices are just one of the things the administration considers, though he can understand how high oil prices are hurting Americans in their wallets.
We're very cognizant of the fact that Americans are experiencing a sharp rise in prices at the gas pump, and that affects them and their family budgets.
Carney says the other factors that would likely have to be looked at would be a disruption in supply. Oil prices climbed nearly $106 a barrel today. That weighed on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 79 points today to close at 12,090. The Nasdaq lost 39 points to end the session at 2745. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points. You're listening to NPR. Recent efforts by the major airlines to roll back fare hikes have failed in several cases because the discount carriers refused to go along, but that appears to be changing. Now Southwest has announced it's imposing an increase of $10 in the price of many of its domestic round-trip flights. Southwest's action over the weekend virtually assures the success of a price hike by the airlines, which for a period appeared to be faltering. Marks the sixth time this year airlines have upped their fares, mostly due to higher costs for fuel. Modern humans are widely believed to have first appeared in eastern Africa, but NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that new research suggests they may actually have originated in southern Africa.
The earliest fossils that show modern human traits, like a large and rounded cranium, date back about 200,000 years. They come from Ethiopia and Tanzania in eastern Africa, long thought to be the cradle of our species. But a team of geneticists says modern humans may have evolved first in southern Africa. They analyzed the DNA of 27 hunter-gatherer groups across Africa. Groups from southern Africa turn out to have the world's highest level of variety in their DNA. That indicates a very ancient origin for these groups because DNA slowly accumulates changes over time. The more changes, the longer that group has been around. The research appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Despite weeks of meetings with Republican lawmakers, California Governor Jerry Brown says he still lacks the votes needed to approve his plan to help close the state's $26.6 billion budget shortfall. Democratic governor made his comments today while addressing the Board of Governors for the California Community College System. Brown says there's reason to believe he won't win the two Republican votes needed to make that happen by this Thursday. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.